As the silent seconds dance in their eternity about me and set aflame again the fire to inspire my nimble fingers to procure the pen and awaken it in a resurrection, transforming the ink to the blood of the writer. As once again he bleeds his acquired wisdom like a light into the world.
They can appear to be very dull right now. That's why I put that the light is growing dimmer. There's a lot of illusions on this earth, politically. We need politics. I'm not a person I'm not a person that would advocate to, you know, down with the police, get rid of law. We have to have civil law. We have to, you know, people cannot go down the road driving 150 miles an hour because they feel like it. We have to have law. But there's an old saying that the judges were referred to as the unrighteous judges. And so even though we have to have these things that facilitate our everyday life, we work kind of contaminated. And in that contamination, there's a few people that manage to keep themselves uncontaminated.
The strong ones.
Yes, exactly. So the song came, Get Me Out of Here, was just a response to the illusion. And the only way to, I mean, maybe one day we're going to leave to a better place, mm-hmm. for those who believe it. But while we're here, we have to deal with the naughty now and now.
Right.
And so that was just an expression. If you want to get out of here, the best way to get out of here, even though you might not be able to change your demographics or your position or your job even, the best way to get out of here is to get out in your mind, because your mind is the greatest gift that God ever gave you.
And at the same time, use that mind to do something against the corruption, to do something to somehow pull this corruption down.
Yes. To try to find a way to disassemble mm-hmm. That which paralyzes the world without blowing it up.
And without blowing yourself up, in a way.
And without blowing ourselves up.
You've got to keep yourself
mentally
free.
Because if we do that, we've been redundant. All you do is just perpetuate.
We've played into the dark side.
Absolutely,
yeah. You know, when I first heard your sound, when I played your CD at home, it made me think of what an incredible job you could do on, is it Bessie Smith's Strange Fruit? That song has always had a haunting effect on me.
I haven't shared that with you.
Blacks hanging in the trees back in the slave days. So if you have anything to say there, but for some reason your voice immediately took me then. I remember leaving you a message or sending you an email saying that if you ever produce that song, I want the album.
I sang that song when I was 15.
I'm not surprised.
And I don't know why I was drawn to it, because I never put my... I tried to refrain from putting myself
on. Did you know the true meaning of it back then?
Yes, I did. Hmm. And I think the reason that I did was because I guess I'm a very colorful person on the inside. I'm a potpourri. And when you... I think that true liberation in your life usually only comes through a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And the struggle doesn't have to be outward, but it's the inward struggle that's the most important. And a lot of different groups of people that have been disenfranchised at one or time a period of history through that struggle have gained... in a lot of ways, have gained. I look at that in my own life, where it'll be in the book one day, where the struggle was so intense and it seemed not to be even part of this world. But after I went through it, and I kind of subconsciously knew when I was going through it that I was being sharpened or heated up like gold.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the garbage
the
would
steel
fall
was being
away.
Tempered.
Yes, I knew it. I didn't particularly like it sometimes, that's for sure. And I did have tears, like a lot of people do when they go through trials in their life or persecution or any of these things that human beings find themselves in these positions. But I think because my life has been so dramatic and so, I hate to coin the phrase, but out of this world in a lot of ways, but in this world, mm-hmm. at the same time, it was very easy for me as an idealistic young teenager to sing a song like Strange Fruit because I understood it. I understood the struggle. And but I think that I've moved beyond that in my life, has been tempered enough to realize that we don't want to end our lives being a survivor. That's not good enough.
Good point.
We want to be overcomers.
Mm-hmm.
And an overcomer gets beyond survival. Survival is just surviving the test.
But that certainly doesn't negate reflecting on things that brought us here.
Absolutely. And that's why I would consider doing a song like that. Because I'm
able... I just think you've got the voice for it.
Yes, and I like that. And I used to sing a song, and I loved it very much. And my old harmonica player from Toronto has frequently called me from Canada to ask me to do it. And it was a song called Ain't No Use.
Hmm. Harmonica is a sound I really miss in music these days.
I will be bringing that in.
Ah, good.
Yes.
So do you already have the title for the next album, or are you working on one?
Yes, I am. I am working on the next one.
Is there a title yet?
There is a title. There's actually two titles.
Mm-hmm, working title.
But it may be Leather and Chrome.
Ooh. I can see a biker image there somewhere.
There will be a bike in it somewhere.
And I'm an old biker myself.
I love Leather and Chrome.
And the album before this one, how many albums do you have out altogether?
I have three.
Give us the titles to those.
The first one was, the second one was Cadillac Woman.
Cadillac Woman.
And the first one was You Let the Fire Go Out.
Hmm.
You Let the Fire Go Out. I wrote that song.
Sounds like a lover's quarrel.
It's not necessarily... Yeah, you're kind of on to it. You Let the Fire Go Out was the situation where someone is giving and giving and giving and giving, mm-hmm. and they are doing all the changes, and the opposite partner, so-called partner, is not making any changes at all. And you're flogging a dead horse, and short of a miracle, it's not going to work.
That's the sequel to the song, Baby, It's Cold Out There.
Yes, absolutely. And so that was a painful... Every song that I have written comes from my own experience.
As it should. I think that I admire that aspect, being able to draw it out of yourself and then put it out. And it's actually very brave.
I'm not smart enough to think up of good ideas.
Well, sometimes that helps. I think the world's a little too smart for its own good, personally. My late best friend was a Cherokee Indian, and one of the things that that will always stand out in my memory of what he said, he used to pull me aside whenever there was a situation that was just preposterous, politically or otherwise. He would go, Claudia, we've become so damn smart, we've become stupid.
There's so much truth to that, isn't there?
And when he died, one of the last things I said to him just before he died was, man, I feel really bad that you got to go. And he looked at me and held my hand and said, no, brother, I feel bad for you. You got to stay and put up with this mess.
Exactly.
And he truly meant that when he said it.
And you know, another thing, too, is that it's true, a lot of true. That's very hard for young people to think about.
It's from Ricky Lynch, Full-Blooded Cherokee, my late friend.
Yes. I think that it's a good thing to remember for those who've heard it before, to take account that there's an old saying that there's nothing new under the sun.
Very true.
And so I kind of look at when we, as per se, like education, is a real privilege. And to be scholarly, and to be born scholarly, to have that desire to be scholarly. And I think there's a difference between being scholarly and being intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And the scholars are very special people, and the researchers are very special people. Without research, without the blinkers on and in the laboratories and doing these and this drudgery to some other people who weren't born that way.
But life has its own way of expounding on those theories you're taught in school.
Yes,
I think a lot of people overlook that. They think that life is supposed to go by these dictates that they've studied, or that they're now somewhat perfect in, not realizing that the truck that's barreling down the highway called life.
And whenever you become elevated in life, whether it's academia, or art, or political prowess,
mm-hmm.
any of these elevated positions that human beings sometimes desire, but find themselves in or mm-hmm. worked towards, there's a great responsibility when you come into that position.
When you actually hold other people's lives in your hands.
Exactly. And when you, for example, like as a researcher, and I'm in awe of those people that dedicate their lives to medicine in particular, they have dedicated their lives to that. And way back in my spirit. I know. I like to remember there's nothing new under the sun. We are given the privilege to discover the things that God already knows about.
Mm-hmm. And I think
and
a lot of these...
And he's watching us. So what's the point? If he already knows it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And what's the point? I still think it's humility.
I absolutely. I agree with you. And I think a lot of these Western doctors could do well, could serve themselves well by going to talk to the tribal witch doctors in Africa and finding out what to do with natural product and
absolutely.
Make natural medicines, because this Western medicine is about to drive me cuckoo and I don't take it.
Well, and it's only natural to remind people that we are coming to you on WCOM FM channel 103.5.
I don't know. I never swallowed the pill that took me there.
And we're talking with Sonny Maria Rawls,
the blues singer-songwriter.
And don't forget that this is Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else.
And that is John Paul talking to you. And I got a question for you,
and
John Paul.
And that's, by the way, Claudio Oswald Niedbarak
and
talking
drive,
back.
I love
and,
it.
And don't drive like my brother.
And don't drive like that Noron over there.
I noticed you going into the studio. Did we miss some initial recording over there, or you were... doing something
I wanted to hear the, never mind.
But we didn't miss any of the show.
We missed a little bit of it. It's not important.
What part?
Well, let's just go on.
I want Maria to know what she can expect when she goes to the archive.
We'll find out later.
All right. I'm hoping we didn't miss that beginning.
We're getting it now. It's fine.
All right. That was a strong beginning. I don't really want to lose that.
We lost the beginning.
About how far into it, so I'll know what to do again.
When I went in there, mm-hmm. That's when I turned it up.
Oh, that was
it was a simple mistake.
So we need to go back because I need to go back and recover that territory. That's the reason I'm asking.
You want to do that?
Yeah. So basically, back to the beginning.
You want to go back to the beginning?
Let's go back to the beginning. Just in you your.
Oh well, if we're gonna go back to the beginning.
No, not that. Not with our music opening over that. Did we get her song?
We did not.
We did not get the song.
No.
So, Sonny, do you mind if we, backstep
a
little bit?
Well, that's a good idea. It was a good song,
and
it won't hurt to play it again.
That was my concern for the archive, so that we actually have the whole footage. I sense sometimes these computers do weird things over here.
Well, no, it was entirely my fault.
Uh-huh.
It was when I was manipulating the computer before I left the volume down on the radio feed.
You are totally forgiven.
All right. Well, then pardon me, folks, but let me go into the beginnings here again with Sonny. We were talking about how you got into the blues, and you were telling us about the experience of your birth. let's take it back to there, and we're going to play the song again. Folks, you'll have to forgive us on this.
Oh, yes. Well, it all started in Toronto. I was born in Toronto. My endearing mother was only 14, and she lived in downtown Toronto in a very large house with a very large family. And she... had never been out of the house before, and she had never been alone before, and at 14 she was abducted, and she was violently raped in High Park, which was a very sad situation, and they left her for dead. And there was a gentleman walking his dog in the morning, and the dog went into the woods and started licking her face and woke her up out of a coma.
Thank God for dogs.
Yes, exactly. And so that was a dramatic beginning.
I'd say that certainly steeps you into the blues. That's certainly a qualifying note, not to belittle anything you've just said.
No, not at all.
But on that note, I thought we might go ahead and play Get Me Out of Here again, since that is likely to be missing on the archive, if you don't mind, John Paul.
Well, it is missing on the archive, but now it won't be.
Here we go.
Here we go.
religion excites us. The politicians ask for more. Nobody seems to get along. Somebody wants a war. How can we pave the road to freedom when every step is by the law? Welcome to litigation.
If the washing don't get you, the rinsing will.
Huh? What? What are you... What are you talking about?
I was briefly possessed there. That's actually the title of another song Maria is currently working on. But to get back to what we just
heard... Oh,
well,
so finally we get the... okay, yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get Me Out of Here. To me, that really brings back the whole sound dynamic of blood, sweat, and tears to sort of take things to a higher plateau and live there for a while.
Well, I've heard that somewhere before. I'm trying to think of where that was that I heard that phrase. Sounds like... Oh, was it the same time when I said... It sounds a lot like Jefferson Airplane, too.
You've been spending a little too much time with the honeydew jars, haven't you?
It's all...
Yeah, actually, it was Jefferson Airplane.
It's all so familiar to me.
And I remember thinking that, you know, it did sound like an airplane was trying to come in for a landing.
Yeah. Well, and then the other thing, which I didn't say before, was the voice sounds reminiscent of Grace Slick. Which is why I think partly why it sounds...
That's right, you didn't say that
there's the Jefferson Airplane thing in there. musically, but vocally, it has some of the aspects of Grace Slick belting stuff out, like she.
And to our beloved public out there, please forgive us for repeating this performance, but
it's totally for our own convenience.
Something happened on archiving, and we wanted to make sure that we actually got this, so we have imposed this upon you a second time. However, we will not do so anymore. We just want to get a quick synopsis from you as to that particular piece of music. Get me out of here.
Well, I wanted
were you in
to
a box
bring it.
Freezer, or where'd they have you?
I wanted to bring it to your attention that the plane was taking off. It was going up.
Okay.
Did you notice the
graduate. Get me out of here.
Yes, it was elevating
up.
Yes,
but whatever goes up must come down.
What
so.
Goes up?
Well, the question is, though, where is it coming down? That's the question.
Yeah. Well,
it may be somewhere in the galaxy.
The Hudson, baby. The Hudson.
There you got
round
it.
And round and round she goes. Where she lands, nobody knows.
That's
right. So let's bounce over to another tune that really intrigued me because I, in fact, am an illegitimate child. And you have a song by that title.
You bastard.
Watch yourself. Who told you?
You know, it's interesting. For many, many years, that was a subject that couldn't be broached by anybody. And when you went to school, you would never, ever let anybody know that. Because somehow, if you let somebody know that, it undermines your legitimacy somehow. You know,
well,
no matter what it was.
That comes from history.
I remember it was a great lesson in walking around like you were original sin.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you really sort of had to cut some interesting pathways through that.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, I mean, historically, if you were an illegitimate child, you were subject to all kinds of sanctions and even death.
Right.
You know.
Nobody gave me a bite of the apple. That happened before I was there.
Yeah. Really.
That's exactly. Right.
Yeah. Bada bing. So back to you. The song "Illegitimate," was it somehow inspired of that sort of situation?
No doubt about it.
Certainly,
no doubt about it. It burned in me as a young girl for the longest time. One of the reasons was that after the unfortunate incident with my mother, my grandmother, who had a very large family, her husband had died, and she, bless her heart, didn't know what to do because she couldn't tell anybody. And it was the Jewish doctor next door that came over to see my mother that figured out what had happened.
Goodness.
And so my grandmother had decided quietly on her own to take my mother downtown Toronto to this abortionist on one of the back. There was metal steps going up, way up. It was probably somewhere near Massey Hall at the time, which has been torn down now.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother did not know where she was going or why she was going. She had no knowledge. Those things were not discussed back then.
Oh.
And but she was unconscious, so she didn't even really know what had happened. So they went up the steps, and there was the nurse and the doctor there. And my mother heard a voice in her right ear, and it said, "Run," 3 times.
Get me out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
And she started running down the steps, clunk, 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 down into the streets of Toronto. And she'd never been alone in the streets of Toronto.
Hmm.
And she was running. And my grandmother, who at that stage was becoming a little portly, but very strong, kept running down the steps after her. And they got her. She got out before they closed the iron door behind her. So she was running after it. She says she threw up her arms. My mother said she threw up her arms and said, "All right, all right, but you'll be sorry."
We haven't actually gone into this. Are you of Jewish descent?
Yes.
Okay, I hadn't even asked that.
On my mother's side.
On your mother's
yes.
side. Okay. Any father?
Well, we can't discuss that, right?
All right.
Well, we think Sicilian.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
So talk about some hot blood.
Yeah, man.
Woo.
So you want to give us a little intro to "Illegitimate," the next song we're going to play of yours?
Yes. "Illegitimate" was written not for me, but for all the young men and young ladies in particular who secretly, in their heart of hearts, never felt validated.
That's a good point. This is Maria Sonny Rolls, or Sonny Maria Rolls, from her album "Blues is a Lady," giving you "Illegitimate."
A child was born in the winter, and nobody knew her name. But she was sent here to show us that God's ways are not always the same. And like the rain that falls in the summer, the tears her young mother did hide, when soon she would discover that raising her child would be denied. For all the people around her saw fruit from an unknown tree, but only the angels in heaven knew what the child would be. There were rumors, many stories unkind did they share, while unsuspecting before them was a heart that would grow up and care. Illegitimate, that's what they called her. Illegitimate, somebody's shame. Illegitimate, nobody claims you. Illegitimate, nobody's name. Like the babe in the rushes, into the water the child was placed, to be sent away on a journey, origin of birth erased. And around the child there were secrets that follow her wherever she goes, but God and his angels in heaven would someday choose to expose. And inside the walls of the young girl's heart, she knew that she wasn't the same, as she grew to love the power above that would someday give her own name. Now even with all the gossip that followed her right from the start, one day she would claim her very own name as a girl with a loving heart. Illegitimate, that's what they called her. Illegitimate, somebody's shame. Illegitimate, nobody claims you. Illegitimate, got nobody's name. You know the angels sing for the misbegotten, and the tune is life is never a waste, for he fathers the dispossessed. So take what you're given with grace, because when a soul is created, even when it hasn't been planned, you know a life cannot be taken or given by us, but only by the master's hand. So for those born from a ringless finger, think about what you have today, and remember the babe in the rushes who grew up to help others on their way. Illegitimate, oh, that's what they called it. Illegitimate, somebody's shame. Illegitimate, nobody claims you. Illegitimate, got nobody's name. Illegitimate, oh, that's what they called it. Illegitimate, so was the King of Kings. Illegitimate, don't you know he talked about it? Illegitimate, there's no such thing.
And this is Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else on 103.5 FM WCOM. Whoops.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, right. That's what you think.
Easy for you to say.
That's what you think. And I just see Audrey just walked into the studio. Hello, Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
And that was Sonny Maria Rolls coming at you with the blues with a real punch to it. Illegitimate. Anything you want to add to that title, that particular piece of music before we go on?
Well, I had done a show with Freddie Cole, Nat King Cole's.
I love that guy's music.
I have no
albums by him. I need to get
I'm going to bring you. So
wonderful.
He is he's marvelous. He's uniquely his own. I think he had to struggle for several years under the limelight of his brother,
but I'm sure.
He is equally
he's,
if not
wonderful.
If not even he's equally as amazing.
How old is he now?
Oh, he's definitely
70s.
Definitely.
Still got a good vocal sound though. I mean,
his piano playing is wonderful, and his arrangements are wonderful. He used to work with somebody that I adore very much, and that's Etta Jones.
Oh my God!
I love Etta Jones, and so Freddie is it was a real privilege to be in the same weekend with him. But I had done Illegitimate in that show.
Audrey, you can feel free to come in and join us if you'd like. Back to you. Sorry, I had to see Audrey out there.
Hey, Audrey.
She might be lonely.
Yes.
Come on, join us.
Join us.
Audrey's
it's the
in
party.
The studio. This is Sonny Maria Rolls here, the blues singer that you've just heard.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Thank
anyway,
you.
Anyway, back to you.
Well, I did that song, and before I did it, something came over me. There was 1,000 people there, and the mayor was there, and it was indoors, and something just came upon me to share about my mother, and I thought, this is not appropriate. I shouldn't be doing this.
What kind of a club was it?
It wasn't a club. It was a convention center.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And we were totally sold out. 1,000 people
wow,
Friday
fantastic.
And 1,000 people Saturday.
I love hearing those kinds of stories.
And so I wanted to dedicate a song to my mother because I was overwhelmed with the great gift of life she had given me. And so I gave them just a little story. And I said my mother had been violently raped and that we're all right. We're doing all right. We're good. And I told him, I said, I want to dedicate this song to my mother. And
you'd mentioned
I did,
at the time
I did it,
that,
I did it.
That and, you were the product of that?
Yes. And somebody said after the show there wasn't a dry eye in the place.
I can imagine.
Now, I got back to my hotel room.
Talk about living the blues for real.
You bet. And I got back to my hotel room and I thought, oh my God, I exposed my mother. I shouldn't have said that because in her day that was... She'd spent years...
In her day, though.
Painful. Even,
it's a different day.
Even
up to now. It's time to face up to the truth.
And so I thought, I said too much without her permission.
I can see how you
So I said a little prayer, and I said, God, let me know. And if I did go too far, I won't do it again. And so the next evening, I was with Freddie Cole.
Ah.
And one of the gentlemen from the show the night before came up to me. He was a black gentleman. And he said, could you please sign my program from your show last night? Because I have to take it to my daughter. I was so blessed by your show last night, especially after you shared what you did about your mother. And I said, no, he didn't say that. That's right. He said he was so blessed. I wanted to know why. That's right. Get it straight. And I said, could you please share with me? He mm-hmm. said, yes. He said, when you shared about your mother, he said, my daughter needs that.
Oh, my goodness.
And he thanked me. And I said, no, thank you. And I told him the story. I told him how I'd prayed.
How you felt
and I said, you were the answer.
Ah,
yes. Yeah. So.
You never know. You never know what the big guy has in store upstairs. Completely different plan
and it's all
schedule
good.
Than ours.
It's all good no matter what it looks
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. You want to give us the intro into probably the last song we'll play since we've got about 10 minutes left or somewhere in that proximity. What is the title to the next one we're playing, John Paul?
It says, Longing for the 60s.
Oh, boy.
Is that the one you want to go out on? We'll do a little more catch-up after that, or is there another preference?
No.
Tell us about the other two albums very quickly before you do that, and give us your contact information.
Okay.
So anybody wanting your music will know how to find your
all
website.
All righty.
Give us that jive.
All right. The Spin. You Let the Fire Go Out. That was my first album,
mm-hmm.
and that was based on... everything basically in my life, Born to Sing the Blues, which I...
And you gave us an interesting story on that, how you were the first white woman. Give me, you
yes.
go ahead and fill in the dots there.
Well, I got a call from the only blues
recording studio
mm-hmm. that was privately owned in the United States.
Where was that?
Out of Greensboro.
Ah, of all places.
Rock House Records.
I'll
yes.
be darned.
And I went to see him, and he was very blunt. He'd sing me something. I was prepared. I was prepared
okay,
for
let's
anything.
Get into audition
so
mode.
I just opened up my mouth, and I started in a very low register, and I went 5.5 octaves high, and he got a piece of paper, and he said, sign right there.
And what else did he say? There's something you didn't
understand. I said to him, where's the fine print?
Plus, he told you were the first white woman that sounded black, or how
yes.
was that? Give me that story. Come on, tell me about the good part.
The spiel was, he said, oh, I know exactly what he said. He said, child, you are not all peaches and cream.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. So, we're going to go into that tune now. Bring back the 60s. And, of course, if you remember the 60s, you weren't there.
Oh.
I was walking down the street today as I was looking through my mind when a picture came to me so clear of a sweeter, freer time. It was a time not long ago when the joy of life, it was free. But now it's hard to find a group of folks somewhere who know such liberty. How great it was for the love to flow and the music it had wings as they danced like the birds that fly so high with a voice that freedom sings. That time is gone, but the memory's here, 'cause the spirit lives on in me. But you gotta weave some kind of spell today just to make some folks believe. I know we're living in the 21st now, with the 22nd century inside. But I'm feeling kind of sentimental right now, and I'm longing for the 60s tonight. Just a little bit, just a taste, just a little bit. I can't wait, 'cause I need to feel the freedom that we lost in Garden Eden. So I'm longing for the 60s tonight. We were looking for love, the kind you could feel from the music in the mud and the rain. But it's hard to find any kind of love today. So I'm longing for the 60s again. So I'm pulling out in my VW bus with a daisy chain painted on the side. And though many are jaded and the peace sign is faded, my rock and roll heart hasn't died. Time.
sure as hell try to break out of this lie. So I'll put on my bare bottom jeans. So I'm gonna weave a spell of love tonight and try to make some of the folks believe. I know we're living in the 21st now, with the 22nd century inside. But I'm feeling kinda and I'm longing for the 60s tonight. Just a little bit, just a taste, just a little bit. I can't wait, 'cause I need to feel the freedom that we lost in Garden Eden. So I'm tonight, longing for the 60s, longing for the 60s, longing for the 60s tonight.
You're listening to WCOM LP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and that was Sonny Marie Rolls doing Longing for the 60s from her album Blue, The Blues is a Lady.
The Blues is a Lady. There we go.
And we're here with Sonny in the studio, and Audrey, and of course Claudio Oswald Niedverrock is here.
The only American
usual
that can say that name.
That's right.
And this is Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else, and we are closing off with the wonderful Sonny Maria Rolls, whose music you've been enjoying. And at some point I'd like to do a more extensive collection of her music, as well as continue the interview, because there's still way too much to talk about. Rich life, well lived, I'm sure.
Yes.
And I've really enjoyed having you on. So what I'd like to do is get your website and contact information for anybody interested in your music, since you are not putting most of your stuff out in the mainstream, right?
No. Yeah, I'm still in indie at this point.
Get up to the mic there, honey.
All righty. MariaRolls.com is my website. And the info is there.
And that's M-A-R-I-A, not with an H. Maria.
That's correct. M-A-R-I-A.
Rolls.
Rolls, R-O-L-L-S.
Okay.
.com. And all the info is there.
And if you guys want to hear any more of the great music, I'm trying to twist her arm into actually recording Strange Fruit. It may be a little out of time and place, but wow. I think it's an incredible piece.
It is an incredible piece, and I think it's
such a blues signature to me.
You have to have had some kind of experience to relate that to be the real deal, as far as I'm concerned.
I think growing up in Africa gave me a particular appreciation. So,
I understand it. Yeah. Aren't we unusual people? And it's wonderful.
It's usually what crawls into the speakeasy. Folks, thank you so much for joining us out there. That's right,
what
Audrey.
A pleasure.
And on behalf of the whole gang here in the studio, this is Claudio saying until next time, cheers.
Once again, a chill night wind blows its gales across the sea. As the sunset casts an inflamed and rippled hue across the waters. Vast distances of liquid motion stretch their infinity before me. And I have rarely felt so free. The sails are drawn for a night of rest. Where I go from here, the sea knows best. As the veils of night descend upon me, the moon emits its silvery canvas against a spectacle of aquatic celebration, as is only seen by night. The stars are scattered worlds of light against an opaque sky, and the nightfall is a constant whisper of the mysteries around me. Truly, all description would defy the beauty I choose herein to proclaim. Yet still, though encompassed by more wonder than many a man has e'er freed his soul to admire, my thoughts are adrift with a song of my heart, and the song of my heart with a voice of my soul. Adrift, 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 drifting ever back